T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boyington reporting. My guest today, Fred Hicks. We're going to call you a strategist. Now, you tell everybody else what you do.
So I specialize in politics. So we run campaigns, we consult campaigns, we consult organizations that are involved in campaigns.
See you out and about in the metro area a lot. But Andrew Gillum's campaign, you were a big player in all of that in Florida.
Well, yes, Mayor Gillum and I have been friends for a long time, and so it was a pleasure to help him through that primary last year, a year ago yesterday, where we made history.
Awesome. So tell folks some of the other people that you've represented, and not just in the metro area.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've been involved with more than 200 campaigns, so we've had several history-making campaigns, including Rochelle Robinson, the first black mayor, first female mayor of Douglasville. She's one of ours, so I love Rochelle. We have Sherry Boston in DeKalb County. We have Darius Patillo, the district attorney of Henry County. He's also one of mine, so very, very proud of Darius. Down there, the sheriff of Cherokee County, who's a Republican, Frank Reynolds, and most of the Cherokee County Commission and most of the Cherokee County School Board are also clients of ours. Great relationships with both Lucy McBath and Brandon Beach. I used to run his campaigns. So, you know, I pride myself on working to get the best person elected to office, and we really like history-making opportunities, and I've been a part of that. Sandina Cruz Morris over there in DeKalb, and we're working with several other folks, but it's been a real pleasure to be involved.
You've been very busy, we should say.
We've had a little bit of stuff to do here and there. So a couple of judges who were nominated to the federal bench, including Judge Dax Lopez, who was nominated by President Obama, and Judge J.P. Boulay, who is actually on the federal bench, who was nominated by President Trump. So I think I'm the only strategist who's had the privilege of having two people nominated by the president to the federal bench.
Everybody, we're talking to Fred Hicks right now, a strategist. The topic of the moment is Johnny Isaacson. He's been in the U.S. Senate since 2005. 40 years he has held elected office. He is retiring at the end of the year.
Yes.
I mean, when you heard it, were you shocked?
Absolutely. I didn't expect it, and I don't really think anyone expected it this year. If this was sometime late next year, for sure, but
why?
This year was a surprise. Well, because by retiring this year, that means that his seat will be up for election next year at the same time as a presidential election and several other races in Georgia. So it was not politically expedient to do it right now.
Okay, so let's talk about making history. Governor Kemp is the one that has to name a replacement for the unexpired term of Isaacson's seat. So could he make history here? What are we thinking?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Governor Kemp has made history already this year by naming three different black women to key offices. So in Cobb County, he named the first ever African-American, first ever woman, and first African-American ever woman to the district attorney post out there, and that's huge. In Gwinnett County, we see the first ever African-American woman appointed to the Superior Court, and that is hugely significant because Gwinnett County is the state's oldest Superior Court circuit. And so for the first time ever here in 2019, you have a black person, and it's a woman in that position. And of course, you know, in DeKalb County, you have Shandina Cruz Morris, who you also appointed, elevated from the Traffic Court Division to the Superior Court there to replace a judge, Gail Flake, a white female who retired. So you see in this case right there, this governor's already appointed three black women in the metro area to significant positions.
We've never had a female U.S. Senator here in Georgia. How likely is that to happen?
Well, I think it's very likely because this pick has to be someone who can clear the field next year, has to be someone who has a strong chance of being elected. And we know that right now we're in the middle of a wave where women are getting elected across party lines, across the country. And it has to be someone, probably most important to Governor Kemp, has to be someone who will be an asset for him in his own reelection in 2022, because this seat after next year will be on the same ballot that he will. So this is very important for him.
And their name will be above his.
Their name will be above him because on the ballot list, you have the federal seats first and then you get to the state seats. So he wants someone who can mitigate Democratic arguments, particularly that Republicans are anti-woman, and especially after this year with the HB 41, the heartbeat bill. and someone who can help stem the losses that Republicans have suffered in the Metro Atlanta suburbs and with women across the state. So I think that a woman has a great chance of getting it. And Governor Kemp has already displayed, again, a penchant for making history. So if he can appoint the first ever woman to the U.S. Senate from Georgia, he'll receive kudos across the board for that. And it'll make it tough for Democrats next year.
And how important is it to show what Georgia looks like in these higher positions when it comes to diversity?
Well, I think it's very important. And it's very important to Governor Kemp that his administration, his appointees reflect Georgia, at least ethnically across the board. And so we already know that when you appoint someone to an office or someone runs for office who's from a traditionally marginalized community, that turnout amongst that community spikes. Stacey Abrams last year received more votes than any other Democrat in Georgia history, including Barack Obama, as a black woman. And people didn't think that was possible. We saw the same thing in Florida. Andrew Gillum received more votes than any other Democrat in Florida's history in terms of people who've run for governor. And so when you put a woman on the ballot, we also see the same thing as Hillary Clinton received a ton of votes, both in Georgia and in Florida and other places. So by appointing a woman, he actually really helps himself in a number of ways and helps the Republican ticket next year.
How much more will he help the Republican ticket?
Absolutely. The number one argument that Democrats are going to make against Republicans next year is that they're anti-woman. Again, whether you're talking about 41 or whether you're talking about the failure to pass the Equal Rights Amendment or whether you're talking about the failure to really move legislation forward to make it easier to deal with things like sexual harassment. So by appointing a woman out there to the position, having a woman on the ballot who's helping carry the Republican banner, I think that would be tremendous for the Republican Party. I mean, he's already surprised people with his appointments and picks this year. So, I mean, if I were him, that's something I would strongly consider. And I honestly think that a woman probably has a great shot. And here's the other thing. I think that nationally, the Republicans would love to see a woman, and certainly President Trump would love to see a woman on the ballot to help with his own, because, again, this seat will be up at the same time as his seat. And if Georgia goes blue, that makes it really difficult for Trump to win re-election next year. So on top of all this, the president has a deep vested interest in who receives this appointment. So this is going to be a very complicated it can be a very complicated process in terms of thinking this through. But at the end of the day, at least the way I look at it, a woman has to have the inside track on this.
But what qualifications should she have?
Well, there are a lot of qualified women. I mean, you could probably look at someone who's in office, or someone like Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones, or someone like the former president and owner of the Atlanta Dream, Kelly. So someone who has a strong business background. But you'll probably be someone who either has a strong business background so they can raise money right away. This is going to be a very expensive race. This will be the most expensive Senate race probably in U.S. history, much like the Handel Ossoff race was on the congressional side. So someone from the business community or someone who's already has a proven track record of being able to win an election, one of those two things would be a deciding factor. If you can get a woman who has the ability to raise money and has a proven track record in terms of winning elections, I mean, that's the gold standard in my mind.
Okay, Johnny Isaacson doesn't leave office until the end of this year. So, Fred Hicks, I'm sure we're going to be talking to you again real soon.
Well, I look forward to it anytime, Maria.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We've been talking to Fred Hicks, the strategist. I'm Maria Boynton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.